you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, influenced by the original, yet relevant now. It's an enduring icon that's made to love. Find new roads, the 2014 Chevrolet Impala, from the NABJ convention in Orlando. Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Civil and Jay here at the Gaylord Palms. It's going to be quite an emotional day today when Trayvon Martin's parents are going to headline the convention. So Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin will be here. And the push continues to repeal the Stand Your Ground law. And so that will be most of the attention today. So we look forward to seeing them, but still it's going to be quite emotional to hear their story, still talking about the loss of their son. Tom, but this morning on the show, one of the issues that, you know, we talk about technology and how crazy and unbelievable technology is. Your iPhone potentially will be the next phase will be using it for fingerprints and how that will impact not just, you know, one of these CSI folks, but law enforcement as well, and how can it help the consumer? So we turn to Kristen Roshan, who's a tech and lifestyle expert, founder of Divas and Dorks. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing great. So, I mean, iPhone fingerprints? Seriously?
I know. It's a little crazy. The next best thing is basically who has the best technology and what it could be used for. And believe it or not, you know, the new iPhone 5S is actually expected to include a super security overhaul, making it like stolen iPhones useless to thieves, and even offering breakthrough fingerprint sensing technology that'll make it easier for you to unlock or lock your device, or could possibly even be used to authenticate purchases or payments via your smartphone.
So we might be at the point when, because, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, it was all these different stores. Oh, you don't have to carry a wallet again. And so now you may be just able just to sort of show your phone, and that takes care of your purchase?
It definitely looks like we're headed that way. I mean, with the technology of Google Wallet and other services where you no longer have to swipe a credit card or even type in a credit card number, all you have to do is show a QR code or things like that, fingerprints are next.
So if you do the fingerprint, so let's say you're going on a date, and will you be able to check somebody's fingerprint and it'll do an instant background search?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if that will be next, because the iPhone 5S is rumored to have the technology behind it. Now it only matters what they're going to use it for. The technology is there. Are they going to be forward with it and have, you know, other security measures that could possibly be used, or are they going to simplify it and just keep it to locking and unlocking your phone? That's the question.
Sybil, that might be interesting. Sybil, say, brother, sister, I need you to just put your fingerprint right here.
Well, Roland, there was discussion amongst the two fellas here yesterday that men might start wearing gloves to bed.
Whoa.
So that they won't be able
because
to
use
their
fingerprint. Because she can take your finger while you're sleep, put it on your phone, open your phone, and get all your information.
Do you see that in the future?
You know, we've seen stranger things, so I would not be surprised.
Well, how about a phone that when you say, "Where's my phone?" the phone says, "I'm over here." That's
Fool.
What you really need.
Well, you already have the app Find My iPhone.
Yeah, but you got to dial it. I'm talking when you just say, "Hey, where in the hell is my phone?" The phone answers, "I'm over here." Very simple. Work on that.
You know, maybe there's an app for everything.
Or maybe
that's the truth.
Maybe in the map, maybe if you do that, the app will say, "Next time, put it on the damn nightstand next to you."
Okay, but if I don't, I say, "Where's my phone?"
And
the phone
and it's
says,
right
"I'm
next
in the car."
To your glasses. On top of your head.
Kristen, that'll be real interesting if it goes to that level in terms of the fingerprint. But you already have the retina eye scan, those things. So
I can't wait.
Yeah,
technology is ever changing, and I'm sure they're going to
get it.
Kristen, if you want to hear more about technology stuff, where do our folks go?
Well, have more news about it right on the site at divasanddorks.com.
I like that name, Divas and Dorks.
Divas and Dorks.
All right, then, Kristen Roshan, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.